There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Talked a lot on this program about ADHD, and in particular about how people are discovering later in life that they have or they may have ADHD and how it affects their life. And many, many people learn that they have ADHD and it answers many questions for them about their lives. There's an event coming up on the 17th of May at St. Peter's on North Main Street, organised by ADHD Ireland. Their guest speaker is Keith Walsh, broadcaster and podcaster. He was diagnosed with ADHD at the age of 49. Also speaking will be a journalist that I know, God, I think we were in college together, Mike McGrath, Brian, and coach, an ADHD coach, Aileen Kennedy. And it's for anybody who thinks they may be affected by ADHD in their adult life and thinks that if they, or if you think a loved one might be affected by ADHD. Aileen, you were diagnosed when you were 32, and I think it's fair to say that when you got your diagnosis, it answered a lot of questions for you. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Pleasure.
That's a really good way of putting it. I answered so many questions and it created new questions as well. And as you said, I was officially diagnosed when I was 32, and I'd been kind of looking into it for about 2 years before that. And there was so many things that I didn't understand about myself. And I really had tried hard to kind of, I just tried really hard at everything and it never seemed to work. Like, nothing ever seemed to work for me. So I think when I actually finally figured it out and got the official diagnosis, it sounds silly, but it really did change my entire life. And so I'm so grateful for that.
Was it that you looked around you at various points in your life, school, work, whatever, and said, I'm different, but I don't know how?
Yeah, so exactly. It was always obvious. I always felt different, but again, I didn't really know what it was or how I was different, but I just knew that I felt different. Even people around me, you know, they kind of treated me like I was a bit different. And the ironic thing is I desperately didn't want to be different. I desperately wanted to fit in and just to kind of go under the radar and just understand the social rules and understand the things that I think, again, it's like another thing of I didn't really understand what I didn't understand. I just knew that I didn't understand.
I know.
If that makes sense.
What kind of problems had you? Was it an attention problem? Was it difficult in controlling the ordinary things of life? Is that what it was?
Totally, totally. So it was in school, you know, I'd be in the classes and I wouldn't actually understand, or I wouldn't remember what was going on if we had an exam or we had homework, and I would just somehow not pick up on it, and everyone else would seem to have gotten the memo and I just wouldn't. And I really put it down to I thought I was stupid, or something like that. I didn't realize that I actually had the attention problems until I found out about ADHD just when I was about 30, like 29, 30. And I found out about it. I was like, oh my God, there's actually an attention issue here. It's not me being stupid or anything like that. So I always put my, I suppose, lack of organization and lack of attention, I put that down to being a musician or from a musical family, yeah. And just a little bit quirky, you know. And I didn't realize that attention issues were actually a thing in itself. I thought they were a symptom of maybe struggling with my mental health because of the struggles that I've had, you know.
So there had been a bit of substance use, I think, at one point or other.
Oh yeah, at many points, lots of points. Yeah, so I think for me, you know, when I discovered drinking and smoking and all of those fun things when I was a teenager, it kind of opened up a new world for me. And I, you know, I'm a very anxious person. Like, that's just who I am, big huge part of who I am. And when I drank and I smoked and everything, it helped me to fit in and to be expressive and just be a bit wild and a bit weird, and that was acceptable, you know. So it really gave me this chance to connect with other people, and you know, and my anxiety would disappear, basically.
But you knew it wasn't really the right thing to be doing. You were kind of self-medicating. Did you know it all along that you were kind of self-medicating?
You know what, it's really interesting, PJ, because whenever, and like, people would identify me as the party musician girl, and that's kind of who I lived as for years, but I always there was always this little voice in my head or this gut feeling of like, this isn't the right thing for me, like, I'm not actually, this isn't fulfilling me. In
ready to pop the question, the jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A certain way, and there's just something about this that doesn't feel right. So it was, you know, I absolutely would see it as a coping mechanism for sure.
How did you go about looking further to find out what was going on here? I think you thought you were autistic, did you, for a while?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not officially diagnosed autistic, but that was kind of something that led me to speak to my psychiatrist, because all through my 20s, you know, I was on different medications, going to different doctors and therapists, because I just struggled so much. And I didn't understand why. And I had terrible depressive issues. And again, you know, the anxiety, and it stopped me from doing things. And I think the interesting thing for me is, like, you know, you always hear, if you're struggling, you need to talk to someone or you need to seek help. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. I actually did seek help. And it was just, it was never kind of the whole picture. So when I kind of looked into autism, and I was like, oh my God, this sounds really relatable. And I brought it to my psychiatrist. And then she was the one who said, oh, actually, maybe maybe there's ADHD here. And I was like really shocked because I hadn't heard that since I was in primary school, and that was for the naughty little boys running around the classroom. So I was like, oh no, sure, this is just another old label now, or this is another kind of diagnosis that is not going to fit. And then I started looking into it, and lo and behold, things started falling into place. And yeah, it led me to get my diagnosis officially then 2 years later.
Was that an emotional moment, Aileen?
Absolutely. It was overwhelming. It was such a... There's actually, in the ADHD and the neurodivergent community, which there is, there's such a massive community now of us with similar stories, there's this process that we call the grief process of finding out about your ADHD. And there's so many emotions that go along with that. And I mean, if you have ADHD, you are going to be more than likely a very emotional person. And I cried for literally a week after I got the official diagnosis, even though I was insanely relieved. I was so relieved. I was so grateful for all of these answers, and it was very validating. It still led to this kind of loss and grief of like what could have been.
Yeah, I've heard that point made before. So here you are at 32, finally knowing what it is. And were you thinking, Christ, if I'd known this 5 years ago, 10 years ago, life might have been different?
Exactly. And that was the whole feeling. And that was, you know, a very odd kind of life flashing before your eyes kind of a thing. It was like, oh my God, you know, this. And it explains so much. And then you feel this sort of anger with... you know, yourself, and anger for looking for help, and maybe it wasn't the right help. But then, you know, I have to say that it turns around, and I've managed certainly to turn it around into nothing but, not nothing but mostly very positive emotion. And I'm so, so proud of having ADHD. I mean, I'm obviously speaking to you now about it, so I'm immensely proud of that. And I'm actually grateful for the journey that I have gone on. Because it's actually made me appreciate it.
Something I note, you're yet another, to use the modern word, creative that has discovered themselves to have ADHD. Musicians, artists, poets, writers. It seems to be very common in the creative community.
Absolutely. It is just so, so common. And I think it's wonderful because so many of my friends who I've had for years, you know, we played music together, we knew each other from being musicians and creative people. You know, a lot of them have been diagnosed as adults and finding out about it. So it's there's a doctor in America, he has ADHD himself, and he says that what is creativity but impulsivity gone right? And I just think that is, you know, much an ode to ADHD brains. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I think the only shame around ADHD is actually denying it and denying that it exists and rejecting who you are, because there's nothing wrong with you. It's an incredible, it's just a part of, you know, people are, a lot of neurodivergent people out there. And I'm incredibly proud of it, and I'm so proud of all the neurodivergent people that I know. And I work as an ADHD coach, and of course, all of my clients are exclusively neurodivergent and ADHD, and I'm blown away by how incredible they are. And I think the way we struggle is probably, you know, that's something to be acknowledged too, but it is something to be proud of when you can acknowledge it.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you too, PJ. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Aileen. That event is on the 17th of May. That's this night week at 7:30 in St. Peter's on North Bend Street. ADHD Ireland is where you'll find more information.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.